This is Corolla Digital.
A master carpenter who's here to help you out. If you can't fix it, then let A show you how.
Get it on. Got to get it on. No choice but to get on Mandate. Get it
Mandate.
On. Mandate. Thanks for tuning in and thanks for telling a friend. Man, we love that about you. It's Ace on the House, Madam Corolla, Eric Stromer
yes.
over there. What's going on?
You know, I'm just digging my new vibe. I got a foxy hairstyle. So I'm not gonna deny the allegation that perhaps I modeled my new hairstyle after yours.
Oh, hell, you look like, God.
Take it easy. Joey Heatherton.
No.
Dusty Springfield.
I'm trying to think of the movie. No, Robert Redford.
That's it.
3 Days of the Condor.
That's the one
Three
I was
days
thinking.
3 Days of the Condor.
One of the best. Max von Sydow as the friendly assassin.
3 Days. I think it's 3 Days.
Yeah, what's her name?
3 Days of the Condor. Find a picture of Bob Redford, like circa 1976,
yes.
Like at the height of his power.
Yes!
That's what you look like.
God bless America.
3 Days of the Condor. Look at that.
Yes!
That's Stromer.
It's a little longer, that one.
All right, but you just got your haircut. It's got to grow into
that.
Okay,
thank you. Very nice work.
I know how to attach a hairstyle to a film.
What would you attach Maddie's hair to at this point? What film?
Matt, I'm going to go TV, okay? It doesn't all have to be film. It's media. Squiggy from Lenny and Squiggy, because it's moistened now, and okay. It's combed back. We'll find Squiggy from Lenny and Squiggy.
And then, obviously, Gary, you'll be asked to find your own image. That Adam assigns.
First, we'll put up Squiggy. And again, later in the day when it dries out, not so much, but it's early. He just stepped out of the shower.
Of course he did.
And he's got a little Squiggy from Lenny and Squiggy.
Yes,
that's all.
Yeah.
All right.
Perfect match.
Perfect match. Every time.
Wait, Lenny's the one on the left?
Yes, Lenny's on the left.
Squiggy's the right.
You need a little more profile on Squiggy.
Yeah,
that's all.
Right.
He's got a little more widow's peak. That's all. But they're not all bang on. All right. This show brought to you by KiwiCo.com/Ace. Danner, of course. DannerBoots.com or Danner.com and Geico at Geico.com. Yeah, man. How many? It was 3 days. Wasn't
yeah,
3 days.
No, 3 Days of the Condor.
Getting old.
One of the great movies, by
one
the way.
One of the greats. All right, so I'm building a sauna.
Yeah.
At my house. God damn it!
Are you doing it out of, with the red? What's the wood they love? The cedar is
cedar,
the sauna.
Yeah. Cedar.
Yeah.
Cedar.
And
their instructions are fakakta.
Yeah.
So here's the thing. I'd be curious how this works.
Yeah.
So,
are you building it from scratch or is it a kit?
Well, it's both okay. Because I said to Matt, let's find a kit.
Yeah.
Let's find like a freestanding sauna kit. And he found some stuff on Costco.
Yeah.
And he said, I trust the Costco stuff.
Yeah.
And I said, all right. And he said, but it's like a 10-week shipment or something, whatever it was. And I said, I'm not going to wait that long. Let's find something that ships a little earlier. Then we found some sort of deeper internet brand, not Costco. And Matt said, these guys ship in 3 weeks. And I said, okay. And he goes, but I'm a little nervous because I don't know these guys. And I said, it's a sauna kit. You know, how bad could they screw up? So they sent the sauna kit. Now, first things first, and I'd be curious how the Costco sauna kit worked as well. I thought I was just going to get a sauna kit, sort of like an IKEA, you know, like a piece of furniture, just going to put it together.
Sure.
First things first, I want to run electrical because the sauna has an electric heater in it.
Right. Now, is this a freestanding in its own enclosure?
Yes.
Gotcha.
I'm putting it in like the basement.
Got it.
Okay, so I tell Matt, find out what the electrical whatever is on the thing. And the guy comes back to Matt and he says, you need a dedicated 17.5 amp circuit or more. And you got to have like 240 run to it. So I tell the electrician, all right, well, let's just get a 20 amp circuit and run the 240 all the way across to the thing and the thing.
You thought go bigger.
It's okay. Well, I don't know that there's a 17.5 amp circuit. I just go, let's go the 20 amp circuit.
Right.
I'm not an electrician, but it's like, how could it hurt? Right. Put a 20 amper in there. And then at some point, the electrician does all that work. And then at some point, the electrician gets the box for the actual heater that they sent before the kit.
Right.
It just come in different installments, so to speak. And he just looked at it and went, this is a 30 amp. And I went, oh, so what do we got to do? And he's like, we got to rewire. We got to pull all this wire out of here. And I'm like, are you?
Why did it? So did it say?
I don't know. Oh, I don't know. I don't know why the guy said to Matt 17 and whatever amp. And then the box that he sent says 30 amp on the side of it. So the electrician's like, we got to pull it all out.
Oh, no.
All right. I'm sure he'll do that for free.
Yeah.
And then it's this weird ambiguous stuff, which is like, they're like, so you get the kit and then you get the instructions, and the instructions are like, you frame it just like you would frame a closet and frame a room.
Right.
And it's like, I'm like, oh, I thought it was a kit. And it's like,
oh, it
no,
doesn't have a freestanding structure.
You build it out. You build it out with a header and cripples. Okay.
So you know
the instructions.
Now when I got one of these off a home show floor that was like, you know, a display, and then they dropped it off at the house, and it came in four panels and a floor and a ceiling.
Not this.
Oh, that's
this is you frame a room
and here's
then
your heater.
You clad it in redwood.
Oh.
They then give you instructions
how to do it yourself,
and they're like, you frame it out just like you frame a wall, and the header, cripples, blah blah blah.
Right. Well, the good news is mine is pretty jinky. So,
good.
So at least this way it'll be solid.
I hope next time you're in it, it bursts into flames, and you never you never make
never
it out.
Never come back again.
We find one of your fingernails embedded in the inside of the door.
Clawing.
That's all we find.
Now you know I had a Costco experience with the mixed organic berries, and then I got the robocall, and they said you might have. What's the disease that, what's her name had? You know, Pamela Anderson?
Yeah.
Hepatitis B.
Yeah. Tainted.
You might have tainted Hep B because people picking your fruit had excrement on their hands.
I got to tell you.
And they offered a shot to everybody who bought the berries to then, you know, inoculate you, but that was after the fact. And then I got a letter about 2 days ago that said, by the way, the shot that we offer everybody, there's a class action lawsuit.
Against the shot? I had an avocado recall at the Corolla house. I was this close to eating them, though. So I was like, what are the chances?
Listeria.
I wanted some avocado, and they're like, oh, there's a recall.
Well, as you wish that I burst into flames and die in my sauna, I wish that you have explosive and bloody diarrhea from your avocados.
Fair enough. Okay. That's fair
Speaking
to me.
Speaking of which, Danner Boots.
Yeah.
Born from logging and exploration, Danner is a Pacific Northwest original. Now, I got to tell you, these boots are not just work boots. Oh, no. They can kind of hybridize as boots you'd wear out to a disco, a nightclub,
to a
fancy dinner party. They look fantastic. And every boot is handmade to hold up in unforgiving conditions. All right. The Stronghold work boot. 85 years of legendary quality. And to think about it, it's been 85 years since guys have been out working in the forest and on construction sites where they evolved into what they are today, right?
Mm-hmm.
The Stronghold work boot, durability meets modern construction, technology, and materials. Now, you got them, don't you?
Oh, yeah.
Who doesn't? Everybody. You wearing them, Matt? You got them on right now?
Yep.
I only wish that I did.
See, you
they
could
only sent so many pairs.
You know what? You could get them where?
Where?
Danner.com. Oh. Tomorrow's classic today, the Stronghold work boot. Find your local store again at Danner.com. That's Danner.com.
So they send in the instructions. God, yeah. Matt should probably.
Matt should look at
like product specifications, but I do not see the instructions here.
They send, it's in the PDF or whatever, but in the PDF, the thing you showed me yesterday, they send this thing where they go like, the size you should frame how should you frame your structure?
Right.
Well, I have a 4 foot wide by 7 foot tall by 7 foot across, or be 4 foot deep by 7 foot by 7 foot high.
Right.
So they go, in the instructions, they go, frame it to that size. So I go, okay. So I frame it to that size, 7 foot tall, 7 foot wide, 4 foot deep.
Right.
They meant the interior.
Okay.
So the whole thing is off 7 inches.
Oh, God.
7 inches, it's off in the depth. 7 inches is off right to left. Yeah. 3.5 and 3.5. They were saying the interior is that. Now, I don't know. I trust Gary in these matters a little bit, but it's saying it's saying 7 foot by 4 foot. It's not saying like interior or anything. They're just showing arrows.
Not only that, but the lines are drawn outside of the image,
which you would assume,
which you would imply is an outer dimension.
And there's also verbiage where they go, "We have different size saunas. Just frame yours to the size sauna you bought." I'm like, well, we bought a 4 foot by 7 foot by 7 foot. So that's how I'll frame it. So I made the exterior exactly 4 foot by 7 foot by 7 foot. And neither bench will fit. The flooring will fit. Nothing inside will fit. It's all 7 inches too short.
Terrible.
Why? You couldn't get a little clearer in your, you couldn't write ID. You just couldn't write the interior is this size. Like frame it to the interior. Like,
I might even think that you know, that might be shy height-wise, because when you climb up on the first step to get to the top seat, are you going to be too low ceiling height-wise? Do you know what I mean?
No, I made it. Here's the difference. I made it finished out at 7 foot, right?
Right.
The 2x4s are the
1.5 by 3.5.
They're 1.5. Yeah, so yeah. It's fine. It'll be, instead of 7 foot, it'll be, instead of 4.5, it'll be 7 foot or whatever.
Oh, okay.
The height's not a problem.
Yeah.
So much. The bench ain't fitting in there because
and
the
is
bench
that a,
is 7 inches.
Is it a pre-made bench?
Yes, it's a pre-made
oh,
bench.
Oh, God.
And it's a pre-made floor, and so it's a pre-made lower bench.
They ship a bench, but not the paneled walls? That's lame.
What's the verbiage in their instructions where they go, just make it the size that you ordered? Like, I made it the size. Look, when somebody says this bread box is 14 inches by 21 inches, you don't go, the interior, right?
Right,
you go, that's
right.
The size of the box.
Okay, well, listen, can I make a formal
Idiots.
Request?
Yes.
For my bedside table, obviously, could I have a waist-up photo of you three in the sauna when it's finally complete?
Well,
I don't want to see
it. It's never going to happen.
Why?
Well, now I got to extend it 7 inches that way. I'm not going to move it forward 7 inches, I don't think, because it doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
It'll be a little narrower, but I got to move it over or nothing will fit inside of it. Also,
uh-oh.
Matt,
here we go.
When they show you the effing instructions, they show you like, hey, you just frame it up like a regular room. But they show a header and cripples and stuff.
Yeah.
It's a 7 foot high sauna.
Right.
The door's 6'8". There is no 8'0". There is no header and cripples. There's no room. It goes all the way to the top.
Did they ship you a door?
The door comes with it. The benches come with it.
Will the door not fit now?
No, I framed it for the door.
Oh, you did. Okay, good.
Mama didn't raise no fool.
No, that's right.
That's right.
What you talking about, Willis?
There's like no pictures. Anyway, the point is this. Matt's right. I hate to admit it.
Yeah.
And look, we're talking about roofing. I'm right. We're talking about flooring. I'm right.
Yeah.
We're talking about leisure.
Anything sauna or hot tub or steam room related, you should have just listened.
Yeah.
Discount big box store.
Yeah. That's Matt. Should have.
Good point. Now he's gloating again.
Yes. What? I mean, you saw the picture of the thing that just said 7 foot by 4 foot. Does that seem like the interior? And if not, like, draw a line and just write interior. Draw the line that goes through the interior. We're looking at the floor print of the thing. Or just write ID or whatever. So why are you doing that? He just looks like 7 foot by 4 foot.
Well, I'll also agree with you, and I'll yes and that the big black lines that go along the outside of this image, which I'll put back up for you guys now, those certainly suggest they're walls to me. I mean, why are those so thick and pronounced if those are not the exterior walls?
Well, they are. You just have to frame them. They're basically just saying, here's how you frame it, 4 foot by 7 foot, except...
But what I'm saying is they want you to frame on the outside of that big, thick black box?
I guess they frame
where that black box is.
Exactly. I never thought of it that way, and I don't know if they're thinking about that way or at all. But the benches that you see inside of it are prefab, pre-made, pre-done, and won't come close to fitting inside of that because the 2x4s flat are 3.5, right and left, front and back. 3.5 and 3.5 is 7. So when you try to put those benches in, it comes in, it's 7 inches too long. Ugh.
So I would look at that and immediately assume I'm framing the walls to fit overall after it's all done. Now, those are my exterior dimensions.
I would sat there with.
Isn't that what it seems like to you?
I sat with Peter, absolutely, who's a smart kid over at their house. And I just looked at it and went, are they talking about interior or exterior? And I just kept looking at it, and I was like, well, it's got to be exterior. Yeah. They're saying 7 overall by 4 overall.
That's what it looks like.
What kind of maniac would print up a thing like that and go, oh, yeah, it's the inside? Oh, you didn't know?
Yeah.
Like, well, you could do it with a line. You could just do a line.
Yeah, a hash mark line on where the interior and exterior
are. So I build the whole goddamn thing. I install the whole goddamn thing, and then I'm like, oh, let's see how that bench fits. And it's like, nah.
Can you amend the bench and cut it up a little bit or no?
I can do anything I want. So I tell people all the time. They go, well, why don't you just go ahead and pull out the tile and just reground it, whatever. And I go, I can't. I can do whatever I want.
Yeah.
I could weld a roll cage into this studio and then dismantle it and put it in the other. I could do that.
Yes.
I could do anything I want.
How do I not do that?
Yes. I completely have the skill to remove 7 inches. I would cut it. I would sand it. Yeah. I would rebolt it. I would do all that. Yes, I can. But I paid $3,700 and I'd like to avoid doing that. And it could have been easily avoided if they'd been a little bit clear on their instructions, or if their instructions weren't some sort of universal instruction for all saunas everywhere throughout the land. Maybe just the one you bought. Maybe just be the one you bought.
The Swedish method is what it is. The Swedish method.
Jesus Christ. Oh, believe me. I sat and I was like, I could shorten the bench.
Sure.
But it's the only thing that came assembled.
Right.
Was the bench.
Right.
And I was like, I could unassemble it and I could shorten it. And then I looked at it again and I went, but then there's the lower bench.
Right.
So you got to do the lower bench and the upper bench.
Yeah.
Oh, and then there's the floor.
You have to shorten the floor. Did they send you a grate to sand?
Yes.
Oh, God.
Only three things assembled were the three things I'd have to disassemble and shorten. So I looked at it all, and so, I thought, okay, sucks. I'm going to move this goddamn wall out 7 inches.
Yeah.
Now, I'll tell you one thing I've taken to doing, and it's an easier whatever, and I announced it aloud as I was doing it.
Okay.
With the advent of the cordless impact guns and lots of nice star drive framing screws, 3-inch, auger type. I have taken to doing smaller framing jobs by screwing everything together.
I don't blame you.
Because
then if you screw up, you don't have to pry nails out.
It's a lot easier just put that thing on reverse and undo it.
And especially because they're construction grade screws they have shear strength, actually. They're fantastic.
Right. So it's a pain in the ass, and I'm sort of embarrassed to do it.
I wouldn't be.
But those instructions were super ambiguous, and not even ambiguous. They led you the wrong. I stared at them for 5 minutes and then announced, this is the exterior. Let's build it this size.
Right.
Now, if I wanted to learn something, I should have thrown a tape on the bench.
Yeah, but why would you ever do that when you have directions, quote unquote, that show you dimensions?
7 foot by 4 foot.
Exactly.
That's what the directions say.
You would never do that.
Right.
Yeah.
And not one word about interior.
No.
Not one word. Just all it said, if you read on it, Matt, a little, it's going to make me even angrier, but it says like, build your structure to the size of your particular sauna.
Right.
And I'm like, well, I got a 7 foot by 4 foot.
I'm going to reach out to Peter. What I have is the invoice that we signed. It had that little floor plan, but all these things about were not part of my
Well,
paperwork.
Don't worry about it. Okay. Believe me, that's what they
I
said.
I absolutely believe you.
Ugh. All right, Jeff.
Yeah.
What's going on?
Hey, Adam and Eric, how are you guys?
Hey, what's up?
Good, man.
Hey, I'm going to be building my first house this summer, and I wanted to ask you guys, in your infinite wisdom, and all the time you guys have been around the business, maybe your take on, you know, ways to save some money while keeping the quality relatively high, the feel relatively high. Where you guys see contractors wasting a lot of money and time. And really, this one's right at, you know, kind of Adam's wheelhouse. Is there anything you guys, or Adam sees when he walks in the house that just drives him nuts? You know, what not to do is maybe a better way to frame the question.
Well, you're not going to find this in new construction, but I find this wherever I go. The quarter round where the base shoe should be, especially chunky quarter round.
Yes.
It just bumps me.
Yeah, big 1-inch.
Just bumps me, man. So that looks bad, but you're not going to have to worry about that. What I don't like is bad flow, like doors that open into the bathroom and hit the sink, or right. open out and cut off the hallway. And then you go, why did you make it a pocket door here?
Right.
Like you're laying out your kitchen, right?
Yeah.
And oh God, I've had this happen way more than once where you go, look, the refrigerator. You should have the freezer on the left and the fridge on the right. And then the housewife says, oh, no, I like the big fridge. I have a single door on top and then the sliding whatever on the bottom. And you go, okay. And then when they open the fridge door, it hits the – it goes almost to the island. So if you're walking, you can't get around it.
I
you know,
agree.
Yeah,
terrible.
Egress. Right.
Yeah.
So to me – God, people have like trouble with flow, like just sort of bad.
I agree, 100%.
Bad direction, bad plans.
Yeah, like when you walk into a front to the front of a house, you know, where does it take you? Does it and do you want to have that family open kitchen feel? I don't like personally lots of little rooms cut off from the rest of the house.
I don't like lots of little rooms. I don't like weird again, just sort of weird flow and things that don't make sense. Boy,
also
it's
like
so
like,
important. Yeah.
like plunge tubs that have a huge platform with a stair drives me crazy. I'd rather you just get, you know, a deep tub that is a really shallow depth profile so you get more room in the master bath. Things like that. I also like a toilet with its own door, because then if your husband is in there taking a big dump.
Yeah.
You don't have to bother your poor wife trying to curl her hair.
With that in mind, maybe you'll just curl it for her. I like a wall mount toilet.
Yes.
You know?
And I like that one that cleans the bottom. Spend the money on that one with the old bidet feature.
I like that.
That's a good one.
The other nice thing is I put one in. If you're doing a bathroom and it's like in the universal whatever room or the downstairs or the rumpus room, put a urinal in there, man.
Hell yeah.
Not going to hurt anything.
Not at all. And also give yourself a kitchen space where when you're cooking, your bar is across so that you guys can serve up to the friends that are there sitting at the island or a counter. So it really gives you that feeling of community when you're dining. I love that, too.
Mm. And then build one of those balconies off of the bedroom where your wife can sit out there in the morning and she can hold the coffee mug with two hands.
Yes! With a robe on. And sip it, and then go, that is good coffee.
And that guy will be singing in the background.
Yeah.
You've worked so hard today. It's time. And then she takes the two sips, and the kids, we cut to the kids. Yeah, they're sleeping.
Idyllic.
And everyone's been taken care of.
And there's a meadow with a unicorn.
There's a meadow, and there's a little mist on in the distance. Yeah. And she's enjoying her coffee.
Guy with puffy sleeves playing a mandolin.
She's so, well, not on camera, but he's there.
Yeah.
And then she's doing the two
hands.
Song
again?
You've worked so hard. And now it's time for you. And then you're taking time for you.
Yeah,
the family's taken care of.
Of course they are.
You know what I mean?
You're just doing that one moment.
You're just getting escaped.
Cozy in bed.
It's your time.
That's what it has to be.
That's right.
That's right.
You know, sometimes I'll get up at like 6:15 and I'll be like, where's Lynette? And I'll look out the window.
And you'll hear the song, you got
drinking coffee with two hands. because she's done so much for the family.
So much.
Now
sacrifices.
It's her time. This is her time.
I love that.
Mm-hmm.
So does that show up in your plan? You understand what we're saying now?
Yeah. Totally. That's a huge help.
I miss all the commercials where the guy would sing. There's like a deodorant version where it's like, you never slow down. You're always on point. And the guy's like in front of the boardroom.
Yeah.
And
his pits don't have rings.
Oh, no, no. He's got,
dry as a
he's
bone.
He's got like a big commercial building. It's made of cardboard. And he's pointing at it. There's a good looking chick who's impressed.
Who's a green.
Later on, he's on the subway with a hot chick in his armpit, you know.
There's a hot
you
chick
never
everywhere.
Slow down.
It's pheromones.
Later on, he's playing racquetball. He's vanquished. Yeah. The other guy's gassed out. Oh, God. Boy, am I tired.
It's my life. It's my life, is what you're saying. It's my life.
Later on, he's on a rooftop. It's all lit up, you know, and they're having a party with sort of multicultural friends
with lamps,
there.
Like
lanterns.
Lanterns. Yeah, that's
right. Lanterns.
Yeah,
you always have known. And he pulls into
fireworks come all
and
of a sudden.
And then he goes into his apartment. It's got the brick facade and a Harley Davidson and a heavy bag.
And a fondue pot.
The heavy bag is hanging from the Harley Davidson. That's how independent this guy is, you know?
Yeah, not an ounce of sweat on him.
You know who started all that?
Who?
Bob Urich, Dan Tana, Vegas. Dan Tana.
Well, yeah, he pulled up to the casino, didn't he?
He lived at the back of the Desert Inn.
Yeah.
He would, Gary, Dan Tana would pull his 57 Thunderbird into his house, and he had like the heavy bag hanging there. By the way, that Thunderbird had no catalytic converter.
Also,
that was just a 327 with open pipe.
Not much different than the guy living on the beach with, what was his name, James Garner.
Rockford.
Kind of that same vibe,
yeah,
but the desert version.
But he was a little cooler because he had a hot secretary named B.
Yeah, he did.
And he had a heavy bag.
Yeah, he did.
And then,
for when he's got to beat up criminals.
You may not like this angle, Matt, but I'll tell you about it. First, I'll tell you about KiwiCo. Projects designed to encourage confidence and creativity. Through play, kids get a learning experience. It carries over in everything they do. They sent a couple of boxes over. I got the robot, the walking robot in front of me. The kids get to build it. They get to put together. Now, these are instructions.
Yeah, that's
right. You understand?
Right. Yeah, there's plans and dimensions.
Could build something based on this.
That's right. I mean, that's kind of cool, that thing.
Got rid of the vagaries of
geez,
my
look
son.
At that.
Yeah.
Walked wow,
you right
how cool.
through. We're looking at color illustrations. So walking right through this. I'm going to build this with Sonny. I did drag him out to help me do the sauna frame.
How'd he do?
He did fine. I framed it the wrong size, but I actually... Oh, you know what?
But I mean, does he honor the fact that you know what you're doing? Does he think that's cool?
Or nobody
think-
honors Jack Squat at my house for anything ever. Matt, you get my phone. I'll put up a couple pictures for Stromer over here. Yeah. Anyway, hundreds of products focusing on STEAM. That's science, technology, engineering, art, and mathematics. That's all you need. Forget all this. Forget all playing the instruments and chess and all that kind of stuff. Let's learn STEAM, everybody. Ages 0 to 16 plus. I feel like 0 to 16 plus covers everybody alive.
Yeah.
That's me.
It does.
KiwiCo. Crates, by the way, come with everything you need for your projects. Just choose one online crate. You get one of the online crates, and then they're shipped monthly. Cancel or pause your plan anytime. Makes learning fun, and it's good. You know, your kids sitting around eating snack wells, playing Fortnite.
This
get them out
is,
of that,
it's physical.
Man.
They're using their
tactile.
Hands. Tactile, that's the one.
KiwiCo's projects make STEAM concepts enjoyable for all kids. Strategized and accessible learning projects. It's good stuff, man. I'm gonna do this with my son. Go ahead, Matt.
Change the way your kid plays with KiwiCo. Visit KiwiCo.com/ace and get your first crate free. That's KiwiCo.com/ace for your first crate free. KiwiCo.com/ace.
I took a couple pictures on the phone there, Gary. I had Sonny on Saturday helping to move some 2x4s. I was doing a little framing of the 2x4s. I did it fast. It's just I did it the wrong side.
I don't think people understand the value of having their kids learn how to do stuff with building. It changes
God.
Your life. It can transform you as a human being.
I walked in that kid's room about 9 in the morning on Saturday. I said, let's go. And he's like, huh? what are we doing? Yeah. And I'm like, come, we're going down to the garage. And he's like, what are we going to build? And I'm like, you're going to move 2x4s out of the car, put them on the ground. I'm going to measure them up. I'm going to cut them, and I'm going to show you how to do framing.
Right, right.
And he did. He lasted a whole like hour and 41
That's
minutes.
Pretty good.
Not too and then, shabby.
And didn't have his phone with him, did he?
No. He was taking care of business.
Good work.
All right. So what are you working on?
Well, I got a big old remodel going now. Again, I'm in beginning phases of it. We've gone through the design. We've gone through everybody signing off on what we're doing. Mom, dad of the house are okay with things. There's no bickering. There's no fighting. It's going okay. And then I still got the studio almost done this week. Will be it.
Hey, Matt, you're not going to be happy about this, but in Vegas, we got a couple pictures of the 2x4s and Sonny's moving some 2x4s.
Oh, wait, stop. Is that the sauna?
I framed the sauna.
Oh, that looks great.
It looks great. It's wrong size.
Well
wrong
done, size. Though, man.
Look, the good news is I did it in 2 hours. So
that's
great. Was easy enough to do.
What's the transport vehicle?
Go back. You can see
what is that?
You see the benches. That's all the stuff that's pre-cut that won't fit.
Gotcha.
Are the benches? the next shot's just the empty room. It's just a big empty closet I had in the back of my workout room, and
gotcha.
I said I'm going to put the sauna inside of there, and
good
I just
idea.
Framed it inside of the sauna.
What is that?
I borrowed an Acura SUV for a couple days.
Oh, good.
And I was able to load it up with the 2x4s.
Fantastic.
And it was awesome because I worked four podcasts, sent someone to Home Depot, ordered 25 2x4s and some treated stuff, blah, blah, blah. Pulled up the driveway about 4 o'clock, walked into the house. Lynette was leaving at the same time.
Yeah.
And I walked upstairs and she was like, what are you doing blocking my car? I'm like, I'm unloading 2x4s. She's like, oh. Yeah, for the love of Christ. I'm like, oh, yeah. All right.
Do you think she'll ever use the sauna?
I don't know. That's a good... maybe when she hears her theme music. You gotta work hard. And she grabs her coffee with two hands and she sits in there. You're working so hard. You gotta have dry heat. So, Matt... Folks, let me tell you why you and your tribe are not going to be excited about Dan Tana. Dan Tana was a stud. Bob Urich. Drove a 57 T-Bird with a phone. Had a phone in it.
One of the first, I think, right?
Lived behind the Desert Inn.
Yeah.
He literally lived in a warehouse attached to the Desert Inn. He had his office in there, his bachelor pad. He'd pull in, park inside of his own, whatever. I don't know if you guys know about cars from the 50s, but you ever get behind one, like going up a freeway on ramp, like you can't breathe. That's like carbon monoxide poisoning.
Right.
You pull that thing into your house and park it, it just bleeds funk and smell for the next 3 hours. But
right.
You start it up inside your domicile, you will die.
But
not the right car for
it
that.
It sounds to me like maybe Dan Tana informed a little bit of the way you live your life today, didn't he?
I modeled.
This space is kind of like
I did
Dan
model
Tana's
my
work.
Life out of
did you?
Dan, plus catalytic converters. But yeah, it's happened. But Dan, it wasn't enough.
What was his job, though? Was he a detective?
Best PI in Vegas.
Yeah, okay. Right.
But here's the point.
Yeah.
It wasn't enough that Bob Urich be 6'3", all man.
Yeah.
I mean, 6'4 and a half, wearing his dingo boots.
Sure.
You know,
100%.
Looking good. Suede vest.
Yeah.
You know, looking good. Flares.
Big sideburns.
It had to get a guy who was next to Dan that made him look even better.
Yeah. It's like that's the Alan Ladd tactic.
That kid's name was Bart Braverman.
Yes.
And they called him Bins. And Bins was a pathetic Jewish guy who just made Dan look that much more manly. It's like Bins was like, it's like squirrely, like clean pools at the Desert Inn. Look at the hanging chair.
Look at the hanging 70s chair.
Oh, hot chick just reading a magazine, just perched in there. He's got a roll top desk. He's looking good. So he's living in the wear, and he'd come pulling in.
Yeah.
Gary, you'll find
something. To that
space, right? There's a heavy bag hanging there where he pulls the he pulls into the desert in.
I'm having a hard time finding interior pictures.
What?
There's a lot of exterior pictures.
But look at that. Is that a what is that car? A
Thunderbird.
That's a Thunderbird.
It's
wow.
a 57 T-Bird. He'd come pulling in, and he'd hop out of his car, and there'd be a hot chick waiting for him.
Would it always be the same chick or a different one all the time?
His secretary was named B.
Yeah.
She was hot.
Yeah.
His pathetic Jewish sidekick was Bins. That was Bart Braverman. I don't know if Bart Braverman is still alive.
Let's find him.
And I am looking at the hot chick. Gary says yes. I'm looking at the hot chick on the sofa, the burnt orange sofa.
Yeah, burnt.
A lot of avocado and burnt orange.
Yes.
Yeah, those are 70s colors.
Yeah, they
bro.
Are, so baby. Look at that fireplace.
She's looking like one of the Lander sisters.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I know the
there
Lander
two
sisters.
Two hot twins.
Yes.
And she's very Lander sister.
I may have had a poster of one of the Lander sisters at one point.
You don't even know which one, and
no,
it didn't matter.
The blonde one.
That's right.
That's the one.
Both were the same.
Yeah.
I need a picture of Bins. Talking.
I need a picture of Bins and the Lander sisters.
I need the Bins talking to Dan.
But
Dan's
hopping over a sideboard.
He didn't get out of his car conventionally like you and I.
No.
He jumped out of his car.
Yeah, he does.
That's right. There's what did we figure out, Gary? There's white slavers.
Yeah, that's right.
There's white slavers. Also, someone's killing showgirls. Dan wants to know why. He's not going to do anything about it, but he is curious. It's a natural curiosity.
Yeah.
It's always every episode was like the showgirls are practicing. Come on, girls. Yeah. We have to be after being peak form for tonight. Mr. Sammy Davis Jr. is going to be in the audience. And then all of a sudden, a sandbag would fall from the sky.
Kill one of them.
Yeah. That would almost hit somebody.
Oh.
It was like,
uh-oh. Oh, no.
What happened?
Ooh.
Oh. And they knew Sammy Davis was coming in.
Well, the Candyman.
Death threats.
Yeah.
Death threats. But the show must go on.
It's got to.
But don't worry. Dantana's in the wings.
He's going to be. He's the best PI, as you said, in Vegas.
It's a lot of,
bless him.
Listen, I don't want to scare you, but I've watched a lot of 70s TV.
Yeah.
Most people who take the stage more than three times are crushed by a sandbag.
Yeah.
I know your wife spends a considerable amount of time on stages, and I know she's probably had a few close calls.
Maybe I got to get her a helmet.
Oh, that's not going to help with a sandbag.
No. Look at that guy on the right. That's the guy?
That's the Jewish guy?
He looks Indian, doesn't he?
I'm also offended at the notion that he was a pool cleaner.
No Jewish pool cleaner.
No way.
But Bins, look how their hair both goes exactly the same direction.
Bins was a classic spindly. And also, like, Bins would always be like, you know what Bins was?
Yeah.
Bins was, to Dan Tana, what Angel was to Rockford Files, which is pathetic. Yeah, Binzer's his name. Yeah, but they call him Bins.
Yeah.
That's, you know, the guy's named Binzer. You call him Bins.
Yeah.
Angel would be like, Rockford Files, pathetic little guy going, you got to help me, Jimmy. I owe somebody money. Like, they'd have to have this super pathetic, squirrely guy. And the guy, calm down, Bins, calm down. Now, look, how big are these guys? Let me handle this. Because at every turn, you had to know he was the man.
That's correct.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. But can we get those vests when we do the show? Me and you, we just wear those.
Suede vests. Huh? I got to tell you, the saddest part.
What happened to Bob Urich? He's
dead.
He is?
Oh, yeah.
Terrible. What happened?
Sandbag. He had an aggressive form of cancer.
Oh.
Hit him probably in 2002.
Just took him down.
And or one or something. And just hit him and took him down fast.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that.
And he probably wasn't, you know, he was probably in his mid, later
50s. You're right. He was kind of a handsome devil, wasn't
he? Oh, yeah, he was.
Yeah.
Not only was he easy on the eyes, Bob Urich, you want to talk about range.
Yeah.
This guy played not only Dan Tana, a PI in Vegas, but he also played Spencer for Hire, a PI, this time in Cleveland.
No.
So you want to talk about range.
What a range.
You know, acting chops.
That's like classic acting chops.
And he also played a member of the SWAT team.
No.
In the TV version of SWAT.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
I remember that one.
And
yeah,
he played Rocky Blyer in the Rocky Blyer story.
What's that? Oh wait, Jesus. Rocky Blyer. You're talking about the guy from the Steelers?
Yes.
The veteran?
The veteran.
Who came in and caught passes? Was he a receiver?
Vietnam veteran,
Vietnam
my friend.
Veteran,
running
yeah,
back.
I remember that.
Okay,
right.
Good.
Rocky Blyer.
I spent a little too much time in those Capizias. No, not enough time watching football with the rest of the men.
Speaking of rest of the men, Geico. Mm,
get the opening for SWAT. I'm going to show you guys what not only men were,
hey,
but what themes were,
yeah,
what men theme songs were, what men were,
yeah,
and
do you think it applies today? Does it apply today? The man of the 70s TV series, is that guy gone and dead?
I don't know. You see the opening from SWAT, I think you'll agree.
Yeah.
Put a fork in that bed.
Okay, good. Hey, everybody's got a to-do list. Drop off dry cleaning, pick up some milk. How about I'd save hundreds of dollars on car insurance and you don't have to drop off or pick up anything? Why? I'll tell you. Just go to geico.com. And in 15 minutes, you could be saving almost 15% or more on car insurance. That is extra money in your pocket. You bet it. You bet it is. That's the most rewarding to do you can do today. Geico.com. Check it out. Geico.com.
Not only the opening from SWAT, the theme song, young Bob Urich, man. That's SWAT team.
He's leading a team, isn't he?
Oh, and it's great. Like, the captain was named like Hondo and yeah. stuff like that. Like,
yeah, that's
just,
right.
It had a lot of test drive.
Yeah.
Long before all this Me Too business.
Yeah, yeah.
These guys were kicking ass and taking names. That's beginning right. of SWAT. Go ahead, Gary. We'll hear the song.
That sounds like Shaft almost.
It's very Shafty. Every song sounds like Shaft in 1976.
Yeah.
It's a TV show.
That's right.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's Wah Wah Guitar at its finest.
Yeah, there's Hondo, TJ. We're going to see Bob Urich in a minute. There's a Shaft.
There's Shaft.
Steve Forbes.
There he is.
Hondo.
That's a man right there.
Jumping over a fence. Bob Urich.
There he is.
Yeah. No time for backup.
Oh, he went right through the window. Yes.
Wait till the guy turns his hat. Wait till the guy turns his hat backwards. Repelling.
In a warehouse in Van Nuys.
Going nowhere. That's the sniper.
Yeah.
James Coleman. Then they cut to the beginning, and they'd be like in the commissioner's office, and he'd be like, "Listen, me, the Pope's in town. We got a lot of heat.
Yeah,
there's gonna be people coming for him.
There's someone taking him out.
I need you guys on every rooftop and every building. That parade route is wide open.
Yeah, it is. That's exactly it."
Oh, man, that's a TV show.
But when you look at the opening, you realize that every single thing was shot at a warehouse in Van Nuys.
Oh, yeah, or in the back lot.
Yeah, exactly.
You can always tell the Universal back lot, right. The weird street with a curve in it and all the houses from, like, the Desperate Housewives show. Like, everything looks weird. The fires are always, like, burning, but you can tell they're just butane wands that just shoot
right
fire
in front
up.
Of the camera,
No, they go right behind the window
inside
the house.
Yeah.
But nothing's on fire. It's just weird fire effect the window.
That's it.
Yeah.
But that informed everything, didn't it? I spent so much time doing that, drinking the Hawaiian Punch and watching SWAT.
I wanted to be on that SWAT team, man.
Did you? Mm. Did you have a SWAT outfit, did you? Do you have one now?
I failed a couple drug tests pretty early. And the writing was on the wall.
Took you out.
Yeah. We have video questions? Sorry.
Yes, we do. Please email us, aceonthehouse@adamcarolla.com. And if you go to aceontheroof.com, you can see the video. And this week's video comes to us from Todd.
Get it on. So my question is, I have a 4.5-year-old house, concrete slab inside a cinder block foundation. I'm getting ready to upgrade all the baseboard and shoe molding, and I'm going to recase the doors as well. I have the easel. Contractor grade stuff on here.
Case and base.
So my question is, what do I do to fill in around the door jamb? You You can see where the builder caulked it, trying to fill the gap there, and it's increased over time. This is one of the smaller ones.
There's
a little worse over here.
The base, the door jamb, everything, there's a half inch, 3/8 of an inch.
5/8 of an inch there? Half an inch, maybe?
Yeah, half an inch.
All along here, I can tell take care of that. But
I'll tell you what's going on.
The only solution I can come up with is planing down some one by, shoving it under there. I don't know, wood filler, make it look like it's always been there, and moving on with my life. Let me know what you think.
How about some nice shag pile, man?
It's yeah, deep. What is the deal? Like it was it cut that short? Do you think it was cut that? I mean, that's so bad off.
His door jam, interior door jams are seem like 3/8, 1/2 inch off the slab floor with like the vinyl, whatever. Look, I'm not kidding. If you want to get some carpet in that room, you get some carpet in that room, the padding and the carpet will make it up.
Right.
Wood in general. All right. You tell me. Listen, Stromer.
Yeah.
I'm going to go down my wood repair pyramid.
Right.
I'm going to start at the top. Best way to repair wood with wood.
Yeah.
Like if you can cut out and shape and work a piece of wood and glue it up and work it into that space and use some wedges at the bottom and get it up tight or whatever it is, that's your best repair.
Right.
Wood-on-wood crime.
You could do that, wood-on-wood crime, and then let it dry with glue and then come back down with a multi-tool and cut off flush to the same plane as the existing trim that's already there, right? And then you could probably just sand it and put a little butter in there of some sort and make it nice.
I would prefer that you pre-cut it, get it how you want it, but just a little bit proud, and then just take like that sanding block and bring it down flush.
Always
smart to leave it just a little bit past the edge
And then let your
and then
sander
just flat block
there
it.
There you go.
But use a block.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
Okay, that's good. They have a lot of epoxies.
Or Bondo.
Now. Or Bondo.
Yeah.
And they have like a wood repair epoxy stuff now that is second. Look, third is like wood putty. Fourth is spackle. And fifth is joint compound. Like, you know what I mean? Like something that
caulking
won't shrink.
Yeah.
Caulking. Well, caulking is at the end for that eighth or under gap.
Yeah. And I wouldn't do Bondo unless you're familiar with it because it sags and it can be a pain in the ass to sand down.
So try the wood, but let me tell you about the wood, man. You need a table saw. You need to be able to use that table saw. Right. You need to be able to take a piece of one by and rip it on its edge.
Okay, here's one more. What do you think of this? What do you think about taking balsa wood and just cutting it back after it's been glued in with a knife? And then it'll cut so easily, but at least it'll give you mass in there.
Yeah, I mean, there's a version of it where... I don't know. There's like structural expanding foam, you know.
Yeah, I don't mind that, actually. That's not a bad call.
I might experiment with it, but it just seems a little cell.
But that stuff will cut off easy.
If you can do the wood, do the wood. Yeah. If you want to do carpet, do carpet.
Yeah.
You'll pick up half an inch.
But whatever you do before you start any of it, get all that caulking off with a razor knife.
Get a
flat blade.
Get a heat gun and a blade.
Yeah.
Hey, and then lacquer thinner and whatever. Yeah, hey, yeah. Ken, 50, Texas.
Hey, guys.
Yeah, man.
So I got a threshold that we had some water damage underneath the door. And so the screws, so it's the kind of threshold that has the four screws where you can raise and lower it.
Mm-hmm.
And two of them are stuck, stripped out screws. One of them, they won't turn at all. One of them just spins and doesn't do anything. And then the fourth one will raise and lower the threshold. Is that something that if I can just like easy out those screws and is that something I can replace or do I have to replace the whole threshold?
What's on the ground, subfloor or slab?
It's cement. It's slab.
You raise and lower the threshold, meaning the rubber strip in the middle of the threshold?
No, it's wood, and it has the four screws. It's the bottom of the threshold. It's not the door part. It's the floor part.
Yeah.
And it has those four screws where you can raise and lower it with those four screws. But like I said, two of them are stuck. One of them stripped out, and the other one does raise and lower it.
It's an oak threshold?
Yep.
And are you going from an existing door jam down to the slab, or is it just making up the difference between the two surfaces from the outside to the inside?
Well, that raise and lower, just you can tighten it up against the bottom of the door.
It's like
an aluminum threshold that goes, you know, across the brick and, you know, from the inside to the outside. It's all aluminum, but then it has that oak wood piece that you can raise and lower.
Right. So here's my experience. Does the door have a sweep on it?
Yep.
Okay. My experience with easy outs is there's nothing easy about an easy out. Like this notion is, oh, listen, the screw just broke off in this weird jagged angle. All you got to do is drill a hole in the center of it and tap it. Like, are you high?
That doesn't work.
It's never worked.
No.
The closest I've ever come to an easy out working is busting off the easy out and being able to grab it with needle nose
and pliers. Yeah, and pry it out.
So I would
start it over.
I would bathe everything in some sort of penetrating oil or whatever before I got into that. I might just, these things are cheap. I'd probably just start anew.
Yeah, but then I have to change all the brick mold and everything.
Oh, well, let's say, is there any part of the screw hanging out that you could grab onto?
No, they all sit flush in the wood, and then they just raise and lower from below.
Do you need to get them out of the wood or out of metal?
I need to get the wood out of there, I think, and then I'm hoping it's a standard deal that I can just go get another threshold and just peel the wood part out of it and put it back in.
If you send me a picture, I have to look at it. I'm trying to. Trying to figure it out.
Was the door sweep and the threshold a set? Do they work in tandem theoretically?
Well, I mean, I'm sure they originally came as a set, but the door is just tight now, and I need to lower that threshold, but the screws are all screwed up.
Listen, here's all I'll say. When it comes to surgery, I like a wheel. I like a right angle wheel with a thin blade on it.
Yeah, cut everything
different
out.
Kinds. Just like chop it up, cut it out, get it out, slice it out, pull it out.
Yeah.
Like I like it. I don't like sawing action because it pulls and agitates and whatever. They even have Dremels with smaller cutting wheels.
I would say cut it to the existing wood and leave it in there, and then try and replace it over mount with a new metal threshold.
But I'd still have to kind of see it really fully comment on it. All right, not Taco Bell material. My stand-up special available now at Chassis, 2 S's and a Y, and lots of good movies over there to choose from. So check that out, iTunes and Amazon and all that. So thank you. Adam Carolla's Unprepared. That's coming up San Francisco, Sacramento, Brea, Denver. Just go to adamcarolla.com, and I'll be doing stand-up in a town near you, and check out our good friend Dan Patrick's show on Podcast One and wherever you find all the great podcasts. Oh, no? Oh, well, yes, I do. You're right. Sorry about that. Danner Boots. There you go. Someone just passed me a note. Born from logging, exploration. That's what I want to say. Danner's a Pacific Northwest original. Every boot is handmade to hold up to unforgiving conditions. Stronghold work boot, 85 years of legendary quality and durability, meets modern construction technology materials. These things are handsome. They're rugged. They're like Stromer.
Yes!
Handsome and rugged.
Meow.
And looking like Bob Redford. 3 days of the Condor, fool. Tomorrow's classic today, the Stronghold work boot. Find your local store at danner.com. That's D-A-N-N-E-R. These things really are the real deal. D-A-N-N-E-R. That is danner.com. All right. You can check out all our offerings at adamcarolla.com and chassis.com and all that stuff. Stromer.
Hey, Mrs. Stromer's coming back for the weekend after being beat up by the Aerosmith tour, so I'm going to bathe her in hot oil.
Yeah, well, she don't get a sandbag to the noggin.
No, she don't. That's
There's
right.
a very good chance. Yeah. She may not.
We may have to call old Bob Urich, the spirit of Bob Urich.
Someone's smashing choreographers, and Bob wants to know why. Next on Vegas. And then on the Lubber. The Anders sisters are there.
Yeah, they
Can
are.
You tell them apart? No. Isaac's in love.
I like them.
Yeah. All right. So until next time, Adam Carolla for Extromer saying mahalo.
Subscribe on iTunes or visit aceontheroof.com.
This is Corolla Digital.